Here's the interview of myself, Robin Lovelock, by Steve Harris at 7:30 in the morning on Thursday, the 27th of June, 2019, when Snoopy's robot boat was launched again on another attempt across the Atlantic.
And finally, we know how Al Holley loves a gadget. Well, if you spot some people playing with a toy boat in the Sea of Boscombe today, it's a group of men launching Snoopy, a 1.2 metre long robot boat which has been programmed to cross the Atlantic. The team says it's very strong and unsinkable.
We have Robin Lovelock from the team on the line with us. Robin, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you there. Do you know, so somebody said to me yesterday, Robin Lovelock's coming on the show, and I thought, I know that name. And I fired up the one computer we have in the office that will run the old technology that uses our old script system.
Yeah.
And I started looking for your name, and the last time you and I spoke was 7 years ago. When you were on talking about launching Snoopy, I think, for the second time. This has been...
It could be. This is very... I don't know how to ask this, but who am I speaking to?
My name is Steve Harris, sir. I used to present...
That's what I was expecting.
Yes.
I was confused by the graphics on the BBC. The assailant slide. Right, so fine, Steve. Well, that was lovely, because that launch... 2012, and I must say this is the first time we've got out of a bit of mischief with contact through the press, and so it was live on BBC South,
yes.
And also Radio Solent, and
yes.
Of course there was a guy from Radio Solent there, all Radio Solent had been heavily involved in LG Press bottles a few years earlier.
Yes, exactly. I'd had a fun day out trying to find one of those that had washed up on Bournemouth Beach, but...
That one did wash up on Boscombe Beach,
And the problem, as I understand it, with those first two Snoopy launches, well, certainly the first one ended quite quickly, so you sort of washed up sort of 6 miles out of Bembridge or something like that?
Well, I can be precise, but the key thing is, I know you probably don't like plugging websites. If you Google Snoopy's robot boat, you'll almost certainly find my website, which I hasten to add is purely sort of hobbies, amusement, charity, that sort of stuff,
right.
Which is gpss.co.uk, and you can't miss the Snoopy page. So everything that's happened has been described with pictures and videos, but in a nutshell, that 2012 attempt, the boat went off brilliantly. It was the first attempt, right, because we've been prototyping for all 4 years or so, and it went a lovely straight line. All of a sudden, it drifted, and it wasn't until weeks later, we're checking and double-checking all the authorities and everybody else, it went in the opposite direction to the tide. We thought it was just drifting with the tide. And what a coincidence, but it turned out, this is the 2012 attempt, it landed on the steps of the old military bunker on the Isle of Wight. Okay, lovely coincidence. Now the other thing is, if you look at the video that the BBC broadcast, it's still up on websites and things of that attempt, what should be in the background at exactly the right range was a Wormerings landing craft utility, right? So we think it was a bit of a prank. But the key thing is, the important thing is, several years later in 2015, allegedly, I think it was the Royal Marines that came to the rescue and found their boat that had been drifting because something had broken.
So you've got Snoopy back, and this is why you're...
Practically every year we make an attempt, and I think we're on about a third boat since we attempted.
They
sometimes they don't need a repair if they've washed up on a beach and been back around.
So, Robin, what's different about this year? Are you going to succeed this time?
All the way across the Atlantic, it's all programmed, confident about the software and things, but it's always something that breaks, or human interference like a fishing boat. So every day that it sails, further and ideally along the channel and then out, because it's going to catch the trade winds, we'll have more confidence. Anybody can track it, because all those links are available. And, of course, its final destination, allegedly, is to sail up alongside Mayflower 2, which is the museum over in Plymouth, Massachusetts, is it, USA? That's where the Pilgrim Fathers landed. Now, that's a long way to go, and everybody who's tried, their boats break, or they get picked up by a fishing boat or something like that. So, we think Snoopy's got as much chance as anybody, and of course the very important thing about him is he's got a Union Jack flag on the top to wind up any Americans that see him.
Okay, well, look, we'll stay in touch and we'll see how Snoopy gets on this time around. And as Robin says, you can follow the progress online, gpss.co.uk. Robin Lovelock there, retired NATO scientist who is behind, it says here, the toy boat Snoopy. But this is, you know, 4 foot long, you know.
Yeah, it sounds a bit more...
Good tech on board, yeah. Putting a toy is selling it very short. Andy's standing by to talk to us about the football later on today, amongst other things.
Yeah, well, that's it.
Dry, sunny and windy.